Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 Peter as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Even these leaders in the early church, their walk with Christ was one of continual growth. And if that's true of people like Peter and Paul, how true is that of you and I today? Our walk is one of continual growth. It's a continual work that God does in our life, that we aren't just saved to be sat on a pew and now the world can look at us and how perfect and polished we are. God has a purpose and a plan for you. And He's going to work through problems that arise as long as you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to the people He puts in your life to help draw your attention to these issues that need to be addressed. The Lord used Paul to confront Peter here about this problem. You know, Paul had a little falling out with a fellow that we just read about, Barnabas. You remember a fellow by the name of John Mark? They had a little dispute over him because John Mark had left them. You remember this? And then he's going to rejoin them on the journey, and Barnabas is all for it. And Paul says, I don't want none of that. Paul basically says, he left us, he ain't coming back with me, is what Paul says. And the Bible says it was so hot, the contention between Paul and Barnabas, that they literally split ways. Barnabas says, all right, I'm taking John Mark. And Paul says, I'm going to take this fellow by the name of Silas. And they went on to work. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, because God continues to work on His people in aspects and areas of their life in incredible, incredible ways. Okay, these Gentiles that he had got up and left for fear of the Jews. Do you know this epistle, the majority of the people group he's writing into falls into that category of the Gentile people? In 1 Peter 2:10, it talks about, it says you're your chosen generation. And in verse 10, it says, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That salvation that was to the Jew first, now also to the Greek. That's this epistle, the people that Peter was found blamed for getting up and leaving their presence out of fear of what the other people would look at him as or do to him. That's what this great epistle is addressed to, the majority of them being Gentiles. All right, look at the very end of 1 Peter. I know we started in the beginning, but I want to jump to the end just because there's a couple little things I want us to see. Look in verse number 12, 1 Peter 5:12. The Bible says, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose. That's Silas. That's who that fellow is. I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you. And so doth Marcus, my son. Many times the people that would work in the faith and nourish others and bring them up, they'd refer to them as my son. This Marcus that it's talked about here is that one Mark that caused that contention between Paul and Barnabas. And Peter says, and so doth Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, why do we see that? Because here Peter's got a special relationship with Mark. And do you remember what Paul, near the end of his life, in one of the last writings he has, he makes a request that somebody brings him some things. He talks about his cloak, some special parchments to him. And he wants that fellow by the name of John Mark. He said, bring me Mark, for he's profitable to my ministry. The Lord worked in the lives of these people who had flaws and they had faults. And we find as they begin to age, their demeanors begin to change about some things as the Lord works in their life. And here Paul, that one that he had that fallen out with, he says, bring me John Mark, for he's profitable unto my ministry. And that's it. Peter here at the end of the book talks about Mark as being my son. All of this contention that arose up amongst believers in the early church, you think church inward fighting is anything new? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, you're going to read, I don't think y'all have made it there yet in the book of James, but talk about whence come wars and fightings among you. Not coming from out there, it's coming from internally. In you, in here, come they not even of your own members of the lust? Our internal problems in here are coming because of internal problems in here, is what James was telling us. all right, God can work through any problem and any situation we face. The problem is when we reject the conviction of the Holy Spirit and we deny His moving and we stunt our growth and our walk with Christ. And so many times we'll see that, well, maybe this individual is upset with this individual, or these people aren't getting along, or fussing or feuding. Well, it's my prayer. To my knowledge, I don't know of anything like that in our church, where this person is not going to talk to this person, or we just ain't going to get along, that kind of thing. And I praise God for it. That's a serious problem in a lot of churches across America. But even in the midst of those things, if we just keep our eyes on Jesus, He can work through it and overcome it. And here at the end of their lives, Paul, he's about to face execution. Peter, his death is coming very soon. And here they are gathered together in this epistle as far as of one mind. They're all together in the faith, accomplishing the work of Christ. And I think that it's just such an awesome thing to see in the life of these great heroes of our faith, that God used them, but to always remember they're just a man, just a man. So Peter, in chapter 1, verse 1, he says, "An apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." That word "strangers" there is a mentality that we would do well to grasp and to cling to. It's that thought of sojourners. Literally, hey, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I think of that song, you know, "I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger." This is the mentality that these people had, and you had to, so that you weren't tempted to cling to the things of the world. And you talk about the pleasures and all that were available to them. It was normal in the society in which they live for the world to indulge in all kinds of just unspeakable pleasures as a regular part of their life, things of immorality. It's just, he knew that they were strangers. And I wonder today if it was addressed, if we had a message addressed to us that way, to the strangers, how many of us, even in here today, us, would fall into that category of being the target recipient. To the strangers, not to the ones at home in this world, not to the followers of Christ in name, but to the strangers, the ones who don't belong here because they're not of the world. The Lord still has them in the world for a purpose, but they're not of the world anymore. Strangers, that should be us. Strangers in this land. Look at verse number 2. "Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied." I'd love to get through quite a bit of 1 Peter 1 this morning, but we may be stuck here for just a bit. And if we only get through the first two verses, that'll be all right. But this threw a lot of people for a loop. A lot of people avoid this word, elect, because there's some other people that have taken this and they've run with it. I mean, way out there. And it's like the issue with the Holy Spirit. Good Baptist people scared to touch these things lest they be associated with the other groups out there that have literally perverted the truths of Scripture and present them in a way according to man's thinking and not according to the mind of Christ, which we have here. Papa always used to say, this is the mind of Christ reduced to writing, our Scripture, the Word of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.